Welcome to the Brew Drink Run podcast, brought to you by the only website that promotes brewing your own beer, consuming the best craft beers in the world, and then running off the calories, brewdrinkrun.com.
You know what those sirens mean. Welcome back. Episode number 191 of the Brew, Drink, Run podcast, the only podcast where we talk about beer and running and learning how to make your own. My name is Lee.
I am Raymond.
We are without Keith today. Keith is out ringing in the new year with his buds over at Service Brewing. So happy new year to all of those guys and gals over there doing that. Speaking of Service Brewing, we hope you will join us on March 3rd at Service Brewing Company in Savannah, Georgia for BDR 200. That's right. We'll be recording our 200th episode and sampling our collaboration beer that we brewed with the good people at Service. That's going to be on March 3rd. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of our socials, and of course, check the website for more details like the time and that sort of thing as we get closer to the event. Especially good for those people who are coming out of town. I hope a lot of listeners come. That would be a lot of fun to see some faces that we haven't seen at our events locally before, and it'd be a great day to come and hang out with us in Savannah. If you like the show, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you grab your podcast and write a short review. Your ratings and reviews help more people to find the show, or you can tell a friend by posting about the show on Facebook or Twitter. If you do that, be sure to tag us at Brew Drink Run. This is our big show. We had been putting out a couple of little shorties over the winter break, but we're going to do a big show for you today, and we are going to start it off with a beer. Raymond, what have we got today?
Well, today we are drinking La Vida Goza by Charlestown Fermentory, and this was a beer that was given to us by our good friend Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Thanks, Matt. Full name here is Apricot and Peach La Vida Goza, number two. It is a 4.2% ABV Goza, and you know what the size of the can is? I can never remember the size.
16-ounce can, it looks like to me. Yeah, it's like a tall boy can.
Yeah, tall boy. Sharp-looking can, if we're going to... So it's a nice matte black label with an outline of a peach on it, and then the text is a white font against the black. And there's kind of this subtle pinpoint grid in the background that I really kind of like a lot. It kind of shifts as you move the can around. Makes for a nice little visual aesthetic.
And I guess we should say this is a sticker. So this isn't a full wrap. So this is, you know, you see the silver can top and bottom, but it's a pretty much a full height sticker going around the widest area of the can. So I'm guessing, you know, small batch, you know, like they said on this is number two.
Number two.
I don't know a whole lot about this brewery. We'll talk about them in a little bit. I do know in just a second. But before we get there, I want to start drinking on it. So we've got it poured into a couple of Belgian glasses here, Raymond. And being that this is an apricot and peach beer, maybe you have some thoughts about what you expect the color to be. Well, how does that pan out when it's in the glass?
You know, it exactly as I might expect. Anything that's got that peach and apricot kind of feel to it, I'm going to expect like a peach nectar or something along those lines, and that's kind of what it looks like. Maybe not as cloudy as that, although it is still very cloudy beer. Did not pour with much of a head, which surprised me a little bit, but still looks very carbonated in there, and it looks yummy.
Was there any date on this? Was there a date on the bottom, maybe? A stamp?
Yeah, we've got Break It Down, canned on 11/8/17. So we've got old.
And I'm sure with something like this, you want to drink it probably a little bit fresher than we are, so keep that in mind.
It says, keep cool, drink fresh, and recycle.
There you go. Great words to live by. That's what I want on my tombstone. In that order, please. All right.
Ashes to ashes.
Are you an apricot or an apricot guy? I heard you there, and I thought you said the long A, the apricot.
Apricot, yeah. I've always said it that way.
You? I'm probably going to go back and forth.
Okay.
I don't want to be committed. I can't commit to one or the other. I just realized we said it differently. The aroma on this is really nice. You do get that the fruit juice. It's got that, you know, the apricot thing is, It's not like I sit around drinking that, you know, but it's something that I have had by itself before. And peach is, being in Georgia, I think we should say, big up to, not actually, we're called the Peach State, but we don't make the most peaches.
No, that is
actually
South Carolina,
who
which
does
is
that.
Where this beer comes from.
That's true. So cheers to South Carolina for that. But I feel like it's a pretty nice blend between the two. I feel like I can get a little bit of both of those in the aroma. What about you?
I think I get more of the apricot. Mm-hmm. Dried apricots are kind of a normal snacky food around our house. And so I guess maybe that's what I'm used to. We actually, you know, we get peaches right around peach season, but don't buy them otherwise. So I don't know that I am as familiar with that smell as I might otherwise.
Go ahead, take a little drink there. It's got a bite to it, this one. It's really, it has a nice punch right up front of sour and the fruit. It's maybe on that first sip, I see it as being a little bit heavier, either in mouthfeel or in body than some of the other gozas that I can think of. But I really like the flavor punch.
It's definitely, gozas are, to me, it's such a broad style that it ranges all the way from just kind of refreshingly tart to very, very, very tart, almost on the sour range. And this is pushing that a little bit.
What about the salt? So gozas, you know, the things we're looking at traditionally are going to be low ABV, which we've got 4.2%. We've got kind of a refresher. Typically, I think I always think of it as being a lighter bodied beer, and the salt.
Right.
Those kind of three things are usually what I'm looking for when I'm drinking a goza. Mm-hmm. What about the salt? Are you getting the salt?
I don't taste. It doesn't taste salty to me, but it also isn't overly sweet, which I was kind of expecting from these. And so it's closer to that savory end of things than I was expecting. So I'm assuming that that's where the salt's coming through, but it doesn't taste salty to me.
On the finish, there's a real dryness and a little bit of not acidity, but something I might kind of conflate with salinity. I think that the salt I get on the end and the finish a little bit, it definitely makes me want to keep drinking, which I feel like a lot of gozas have that impact too, because that idea of salt as a dehydrator and, you know, wanting you to get back in, and the idea of putting salt on the rim of your margarita glass.
Yeah.
And so it's not as extreme as that, but I do feel that it's got some of that in there. It's the mouthfeel for me that is really different, and I like it a lot, but I can't place another goza that I've had that is this not chewy but really
it's
coating
more viscous or something to it than I was trying to think of something similar, and I can't, and that must be the fruit juices coming through, that nectariney peachy thickness. It's obviously got a lot of sugar to it, and again, I don't taste that, but it's almost syrupy.
There's so much fruit. It is almost like a preserve or something. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's really, I mean, it's not that chewy. Come on. But I mean, it's the, it's a beer type equivalent of that. Just really full. Like I would be hard pressed to start talking about how grains and hops would play into this, because it's really all about the fruit. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy that this is two fruits that I actually do like. This was one that was this thick, and it was raspberry, something that maybe I'm a little more sensitive to. I think that it would be tough, but I really like both of these flavors, and I like them both together, and I think that was a really kind of inspired combination to put those there. Charlestown Fermentary is a small neighborhood brewery in Avondale, west of Ashley in Charleston, South Carolina. So they definitely are billing themselves as being small, you know, and calling themselves a neighborhood brewery. I like that a lot.
Are they new?
Newer. I mean, in the last couple of years. I mean, I don't know exactly, but I do know because I just had their anniversary beer. So they're just over a year old. Unless they track their anniversary in some weird way I'm not aware of, or that bottle or that can was older than I think it was. I did just, and thanks to Matt for sharing that as well, had a chance to try their anniversary beer, which was I think if I remember correctly, it was a double IPA or just a stronger pale, you know, like how Zombie does is technically a pale ale, but it's just a bigger beer. It was delicious. It was really good. A really bright, really focused, really nice citrus flavors in it. I enjoyed that a lot. So they're a 15-barrel brew house. So small, yeah. Small side. And the tasting room also has a kitchen and a retail space there as well. Well, I want to go to there because is really good. Yeah. The other thing I had from them was a dry stout, like a 5% dry stout. Mm-hmm. I don't really care for like the Irish stout, the dry stout. It was great.
Really?
It was straight up great. So I am a big fan of what I've had from these guys so far, and I definitely think that it's worth a trip for us to go up to Charlestown Fermentary and check out what they're doing, and maybe, you know, live La Vida Goza a little bit. You know, I think that...
Number two.
Gross. Why did you have to make it gross? Oh, well, we're not drinking great beer like La Vida Goza numero dos. we are burning off the calories, and it's a new year. I feel like we always get a little surge in listens right at the beginning of each year.
One would hope.
One would hope lots of things. but you've got people who are either starting running, their New Year's resolution might be to lose some weight or to lead a healthier lifestyle, or people who are coming back to it. Mm-hmm. You know, after maybe a break, a lot of us, I feel like, take some time off around the holidays. Maybe you're traveling.
Oh, sure.
Maybe it's you live someplace where it's cold and it snows. BDR weather report. It snowed in Savannah.
Yeah.
It snowed a lot. It's shut downtown for like 4 or 5 days, pretty much. And it's just starting to melt. And I saw you yesterday, and you're getting ready to head out, and there's still a lot of ice on the roads. How did your snowy run go?
It went okay. I knew to expect some ice, so I did my best to stick to a path where I knew the sidewalks were going to have gotten sun. We've had enough sun at this point to start melting on the roads and on the sidewalks, so I kind of stuck to that. But I did hit a few patches, but they were easy enough to avoid. I also, since I'm going to throw out a thank you to our friends at Icebug. The trail running shoe company we've reviewed a couple of times. I wore their spiked trail running shoes.
Is that the first time?
I'd worn them before, but for the first couple of days of the storm, because it was great being able to walk around in the snow and not. I mean, my family members were like falling over, and I was all cool.
You're pointing and laughing. Nice, thanks, Icebug. I showed up my kids who fell. Oh, that's why we do everything.
Yeah.
I get it. So, but you know, it's kind of, I would think it would be like running when you travel. I mean, you kind of saw the neighborhood in a different way with everyone's yards with snowmen in them and all the craziness from the season.
First time in 78 years, it was what I heard. A snow accumulation like we had this time.
Right. I think there was like maybe in the 80s, it snowed a couple of times. I remember getting just flurries. Years ago, but nothing stuck at all. But this was massive. So
we had 3 inches at my house, so it was
okay. No worries, that's cool. I'm all verklempt. I'm all like red and flushed now. All right,
you're like a middle schooler.
I'm the worst. I'm the worst person. My New Year's resolution is to be better. Not really. I don't make New Year's resolutions. They're for chumps. So.
So that's not true. Now we were talking about running the other day, and you made some resolutions. Yeah,
did I?
You were talking about cutting some like bread out of your diet. Or
oh anything? Yeah. Speaking of running, I'm gonna stop eating bread because that's about as close as I am to hitting the old trails these days. I've taken a little bit of a break from running because I threw out my back, and that has been lame. And so I've been trying to not put any extra pressure on it. I didn't even cycle. We always like cycle and do some things around the holidays. I didn't even do that, hoping for a speedier recovery, and all's good. Today I moved a bunch of boxes, and you know, no big deal. So I'll be back at it this week, getting out and trying to do that. Definitely probably starting things off with some yoga, stretching, just making sure. It's a great way to test your body in places that have had injury because of, you know, your range of movement and everything. Right. So I can maybe see where some sore spots still are and what I need to do to get a little bit better. So I'll probably start there and then work some running back into it in short order because I do miss it. And It's only going to be cool for so much longer. Like in a couple of days, it's supposed to be in the 60s again.
Yeah,
so,
70s on Friday.
So excited for that. Our BDR weather report brought to you this week by Audible.
That's right.
You'll hear more from them later in the show. How's your home brewing going? We posted a picture at of Raymond on Instagram at Service Brewing with a on top of the kettle on the on their tippy system there, stirring up our custom beer that we worked on with Service for our event coming up in March. And we got an immediate comment that was, wow, Raymond's brew house is bigger than it sounded like it would be on the podcast. And I just wanted to let it go. I wanted to be like, yeah, it is. But I couldn't quite do that. So we did brew something.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And Keith, of course, works at Service Brewing. Keith was actually busy doing other things. He didn't get to help us.
Not much, no.
He came over and checked in every now and then. But we worked with Austin, the head brewer there, and was great. He worked with us on a recipe. I don't know if we want to start. We'll wait to start plugging what we brewed maybe later. And,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
let's save it.
But it was a lot of fun to spend the day there in the brewery, helping out, kind of going through the motions and getting to see on a small scale what those guys get to do every day with making some of the best beer around. So hopefully we did okay. The preliminary reports are all good. So I'm super excited to get in and try it a little bit closer to our event. Other than that, was there any brewing that happened over the holiday season?
No.
Yeah, okay.
How about you?
Oh, no. I did think about it. You know, it's like, I do actually have a good space to do it, and was going through there today and just trying to do some cleanup and make sure, you know, that kind of spring cleaning-ish kind of stuff. And I got the bug. I need to get back out there and put something together. I was thinking about maybe even doing something a little bit smaller, you know, even a smaller little batch thing just to kind of get into the groove of it a little bit, but we'll see or not. I don't know.
And what about reading? There's a leisure time activity that will help you learn things you'd like to know about many subjects.
Raymond's Book Corner.
Raymond's Book Corner is where we go when we need to find out about books that no one wants to read, so why not let someone else read it to you? That's right. Go to audibletrial.com/brewdrinkrun as Raymond frantically pulls out his phone and tries to remember a book that he read.
Well, I got to tell you, I know I remember, I just can't remember the title of it because I'm terrible that way. But I did listen to a new book recently and on Audible.
Where's that bell? I swear, like 10 episodes ago, I had a bell.
The other day for you. What, I don't know what happened to it.
Oh,
it was here,
bell.
I promise. the family and I were driving. We did a trip up around Thanksgiving to Virginia to visit some family up there and started listening to Dan Brown's book, Origin, another one of his Robert Langdon books, the Da Vinci Code character. And it was really long, and we finished it on a trip over the holiday break here. We went down to hang out with Lee and his family.
Me.
Yeah.
Cool. I remember that.
Down in Florida. So we listened to it on the way down there, too, and finished it off. It was a lot of fun. I've read all of those books because they're always kind of art related, and that's my thing. And it was
does
one
he get
of the
art right? Do you feel like he gets the art right? I mean, I know it's may not be super in depth about. He probably gets the basics.
Well,
stuff,
you know, it's well, yeah, he gets all the you know descriptions and that sort of thing right. The you know the interpretation of the pieces is often exaggerated for story purposes.
Yeah.
But a lot of that stuff's there, and you know we're talking about 400-year-old pieces too. So who knows what they were thinking back then? But he does get it pretty well on. And this was the book's mostly set or partially set in the Guggenheim Bilbao, and they move on to the big church in Barcelona that I've forgotten the name of.
Not the Gaudi.
The Gaudi one.
Okay.
So a lot of it takes place in those two places. And he does a really good job with the descriptors of
that's
those.
Fun. So he gets out of Italy this time.
Yeah, it's not in Italy. It takes place entirely in Spain.
There you go. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/brewdrinkrun. Again, that's audibletrial.com/brewdrinkrun for your free audiobook. Or you can go to brewdrinkrun.com, go to the show notes for episode 191, and click on the link to buy this Dan Brown book or one of literally two or three others that have to do with Robert Langdon.
This was an audible book. Did I say that?
You did.
Oh, okay.
You, ding. Where's my bell? I really feel like I need that. I had some funny thing about Dan Brown and I forgot. Oh, yeah. Illuminati. So yeah. It's not funny now because I said it was funny. All right. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, and I was going to ask if you thought that Jay-Z and Beyonce were in the Illuminati, but I don't know. At the time, it seemed like it was really good. I felt like I had an in, and then I just did the plug for Audible, and then it was my momentum was gone, and I don't feel like it was a good idea anymore.
Jay-Z, but not Beyonce.
Is that what Lemonade was really about, that last record of hers? I would not be surprised. She was mad at him. I am still drinking my La Vida Goza. This is really good.
It is a very good beer. I am looking forward to going visiting them. They're just down the road.
Keep talking.
Yep. They're just down the road. And, you know, we make semi-regular trips up to Charleston. And I've always gone to Westbrook or one of the other places. But this place is going to be on my list for sure. Mm-hmm. And if it is small batch, you're going to be able to hear it.
You're doing great. All right. I killed the last of that. Rinse my glass out, and we're back. For our second beer today. Oh, I think that recorded nicely. I got a nice little pop there. That's great. This is a beer that I don't think that I've ever had. And it's very surprising because I know I've seen it. I know I've been around it. But I don't think I have ever had this beer.
Really?
Raymond, what are you pouring?
I am pouring Founders Brewing's Backwoods Bastard.
There you go. Backwoods Bastard.
I'm a little surprised you haven't had this.
You're surprised. I'm surprised. No, it's I don't know why. And this is so. Tell me a little bit about this beer. Maybe that'll remind me why I haven't.
All right, so it is Backwoods Bastard is ale brew aged in oak bourbon barrels.
Like that so far.
And this is the 2017 release, but the that was very recently here. So, and I'm trying to remember. I thought it was. I think it's Dirty Bastard,
which is a Scotch ale. Is that
Scotch
right?
ale, yeah. Yep. Aged. I could be incorrect about that, so don't. I'm not.
Keith
reading.
Is throwing things right now.
He may be, and because he knows, because I know for a fact that Keith and I have had discussions about this beer because this is one of his favorites, and I picked it up because he highly recommended it, and I've picked it up every year since then because it is delicious across the board. I've never had a bad version of this. I also love the label. It's a pretty label. It's got an old scruffy guy carrying a double-bladed axe over his shoulder. It's just nicely drawn, and it's pretty and fits the Backwoods Bastard appeal.
Do you see any Illuminati symbols?
I'm not sure that I know my Illuminati symbols.
Do we need to peel the label off to see what's written on the back? And then they'll take us on a wild goose chase through the hills of Michigan. Michigan have hills? I don't know.
They have lakes.
Oh, there you go. The Finger Lakes. The Great Finger Lakes. All right.
Great Finger Lakes.
The Great Finger Lakes of Michigan. All right. So this has been poured into our glasses. I'm going to take a little bit of weight off you. I've made you talk a lot about art today, and there's nothing more artful than what's in our glasses good right beer. Now. It poured very dark. There's a little bit of an auburn color around the edges where the light comes in, maybe a little bit at the base of our Belgian glass as well, where there's a little recess down at the bottom of the glass. Pours a lot like a cola, maybe not quite as effervescent, but there are a there is a good amount of bubbles happening here. Sticks to the glass really well as you move it around. A lot of movement there on the side. So I'm expecting it to be fairly carbonated by the time I drink it. What about the aroma? Have you taken a sniffer there?
I have. And I just love the way this beer smells.
Yeah, it smells great.
It's just delicious. The sweetness in there. There's the oaks coming through.
It smells boozy. What was our ABV on this?
Let's talk about that sort of thing here. What is our ABV here? I'm going to have to find it. So...
Can I? I'll just read Keith's review of this beer. Should I read it before we taste it, or is that going to ruin us?
I don't know. Maybe we should hold off on that.
We should. He gives words. He gives descriptive words.
It gets in our heads.
I know. So I'm just going to go ahead. Take a sip here.
11.21. It's very specific.
That is very specific. We're going to hundredths decimal places on this. This is a really good beer. So this is fresh-ish. I mean, we're drinking this, I believe it comes out in November, typically.
Let's see. Bottled on, my eyes are failing me. 10/6/17.
Okay. So by the time it hit distribution and got down here, it was probably November.
Yep.
So we're at the time of recording this, 2 months and change.
Yep.
And, or not even, actually, probably a little bit closer maybe at the time we got it. But it's so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's so smooth. And I think that with a beer that looks this way and smells this way, my head goes to like a barley wine or something that would be higher hopped, something that would be more bitter, would have more rough edges. Mm-hmm. This does not have that.
Nope.
This tastes like something that has been aged.
It does. and you definitely get that oak coming through. It is smoother. There's a good kind of brown sugar caramel flavor going in there. But it's not overbearing. You know, sometimes you get that burnt caramel and it just tastes burned. It's just even.
No, that burnt caramel. I mean, that is really, it's like a good toasted marshmallow. If you're having one of those chasing like a neat whiskey and having just with the additional malt, something that's malty and something that is hoppy and something. Oh, it's beer. That's what I was going for. Here's Keith's review. Tons of oak and vanilla with big bourbon finish. Caramel and toffee notes. Toffee was what I was trying to think of. Appear as it warms. And like the original Dirty Bastard, there is a solid helping of hops. I hope I have the willpower to let a couple of these age. 5 out of 5, A+. That's his short form review. So this is probably one of his earlier reviews on the website. What is happening? Is someone dragging a large piece of furniture through the room?
No. It's our new droid.
Oh boy, I wish we had a droid. all right, so this is Keith's little bit longer form review here from BrewDrinkRun.com. This is from May 4th, 2014. It is a droid. You actually picked up. It's BB9E. What's up, BB9E? This is the amazing Dirty Bastard aged in bourbon barrels. Oh, so sweet and delicious. Tons of oak and vanilla with a big bourbon finish. Caramel and toffee notes appear as it warm up, making this one of my all-time favorite sippers. In fact, I was a bit stunned to see that I had yet to post a review of this beer. And that was even back in 2014. So this has been around. It's a great beer fresh, but also ages very well. This is a limited release that usually comes out in November, so grab a few if you can. I managed to get an even 12 bottles this year, and I plan to treat myself once a month throughout the year.
That would
be a fun New Year's. How many more of these do you have?
One.
Oh, well. I was going to make a New Year's resolution to drink half your beer every month, but I guess I'm not going to do that now.
But that is a good idea. Maybe next year. Because I love this beer. And, you know, I miss it sometimes. I haven't been able to have it every year. But this year I got lucky and did see a couple, but I only picked up a 4-pack.
How have I never, I don't think I've ever had this beer. It's a 4-pack. So yeah. It's a pricier beer per bottle, but a lot's going into it. They come in 12-ounce bottles, which is a big score. This tastes like a beer you would get in a bomber, you'd be saddled, which I could drink probably a whole one of these. That would not be a good scene for me, but I could probably drink a whole one of these. And so you're getting that in a 4-pack, 12-ounce bottles, In your, what's the price point? Is it like a tip, like a $10 to $12?
$12, I think.
Yeah, a little bit higher. Yeah, but still, I mean, for being able to, this is the right time of year drink one of these. Perfect for me. For I mean, come on, it's a good beer. You can drink it anytime. But if it was the summer, it would have to be like special occasion or I just want to get lit. Either way, but for right now, the snow's on the ground. This beer, man, it could not be further apart from the beer we started with. It's nice to have a variety of things, but it's thinking back on what we've had today, just going from the apricot and peach Goza, the 4%er, which was delicious,
yes,
to this, which is this burly, beastly thing with all of its sweet dessertness.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, so good.
Yeah.
Is that it?
For now, I don't know.
Ta-ta for now. I want to see if I can find... I was looking up reviews for this beer to do the Beer Advocate Theater or Beer Review Theater. The reviews are all really good for this beer. I mean, people really like it. So I've been struggling to find some really like meaty, bad reviews for this beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not happening. Now, that said, there are people who have taken the time to log on to Beer Advocate and give it a 1 out of 5 and not say anything.
Oh, well, that's not cool.
And then you're not a huge fan of this style. Beer was not very good. All right. So I guess what I'm going to have to do here is I'm going to go to a new review. So this is from... I'm getting so far ahead of myself right now. Stop screaming at me. Stop screaming at me.
To beer or not to beer. It's time for Beer Review Theater.
It's back. I know you've missed it. Beer Review Theater, where I turn to the real experts of the internet to find out what I should be thinking about this beer and am doing wrong. This review comes from Beer Advocate. This is from Cramshaw Bar. Cramshaw Bar, I don't know where. Do you have any idea of the etymology of Cramshaw Bar?
Cramshaw, I would guess English, Scottish. I don't know why Cramshaw sounds English, but it does.
Great. I was thinking that it would be like cram and then like crams. No, I don't know. I have no idea. Like a crowbar, but Cramshaw Bar. I don't get it. Cramshaw Bar just reviewed this beer a couple weeks ago, just before the old holiday of the birth of the baby Jesus in 2017, Cramshaw Bar reviewed this. Cramshaw Bar did not like this beer.
Oh.
He or she liked the way it looked. 4.25 out of 5. We're off to a good start here, Cramshaw Bar. You're like, this is my jam. Smell 1. Taste 1. Feel 1. Overall 1, leading to a 1.2 out of 5. This is a 72.5% deviation from the mean score on Beer Advocate. Cramshaw Bar. I guess I'm just going to be like a whiny little, I don't know what to do with this. Oh, boy. Because this is Founders, I brought 3 bottles. I never tried it before, and as a follow-up to KBS, Breakfast Stout, and CBS, I thought, what could go wrong? Well, this. This disgusting, brie-smelling, bourbon whiskey cheese tasting yuckiness. Just gross. I am not even going to get into anything with this brew, as it truly is for backwards bastards, which I am not. One of the worst beer I ever had.
I like how you switched into Adam Sandler there at the end.
I don't know. I just like that was the. I felt myself doing something I'd done before. The Adam Sandler wasn't. I should have started there. Oh, boy. Because this has found us. I have bought 3 bottles. Smiley.
I do believe this comes in large format bottle form as well, too. So they may have purchased 3 bombers of this.
Well, Oh, or their local store may sell it as singles.
Sold it as singles,
it is a pricier bottle. Or you can buy singles, you know, at a lot of places anyway. So, but it may. I have no idea. Cramshaw Bar not happy with his or her purchase. I think that the obvious response to this is something was wrong. There was an infection or something. I mean, cheese? I mean, that's a...
Cheese, that's an off thing. The only other thing that I can come up with is this is somebody who doesn't like bourbon. And I don't know why you'd pick up a bourbon-barreled beer if you don't like bourbon, but...
Right. But they like KBS.
Yeah.
And they like CBS.
Yeah.
So what? I don't have an answer for this person as to what. I totally would put this beer in the class of the other two.
Oh, yeah.
I don't...
And this is regular... I mean, well, it's not regular.
It's an annual release, and it's not super hard to get, right? No. I mean, it's
easier to get than KBS. Far easier to get than KBS.
Which has been getting easier. I felt like KBS this year was not as big of a deal.
No, it wasn't. I didn't feel like I needed to follow the truck around, but...
Shut up. I did that one time, and Keith was with me.
Twice.
But I did it a couple of times.
At least twice, because... I was there for one of them. We all showed up at the same three stores in a row.
Well, you know, like good, you know, whatever it is.
And CBS was good too this year, but.
Did I have, I didn't have it yet. Did I? Did we share it?
Did we share it?
Yeah, we did. Okay, good. Yeah, it was really good. Never mind. I've had all these beers. I've had all the beers in the world. No, we did just share it. Yes. It was fresh in my mind because of that. It meant a lot. Thank you. It was a really sweet effort, and I really appreciate how you shared it with me, because you're a really good friend. Lovely. All right, so I would love to hear from fellow Cramshaw bars out here who have had CBS, KBS, liked them a lot, and did not like Dirty, or this is Backwoods Bastard. I've had Dirty Bastard. I know I've had that one.
Dirty Bastard is really good on its own, too.
I don't care for it.
Do you really not? I enjoy it a lot.
I've had it, and I did not buy it again. I think it's... I don't typically really go for Scotch ales. I think it's just the combination of the malt and the hops that I just don't care for in that proportion. Mm-hmm. Stick it in a bourbon barrel... And
delicious.
Stupid great. I am all day long. Next November, I'm going to set an alarm right now so I can remember that this is the month that I should be able to get this, because this is really good.
I got to say, I don't pick it up either. Honestly, I don't. I've gotten to the point where I don't pick up Founders regular beers very often.
All day IPA?
That's if I make an exception, I do, because that's an easy one. I can pick up a six pack or a case of it for a party or something, and I'm going to be
Isn't
happy,
it weird know? that kind of has become, I don't know, maybe not for everybody, but for some people, that's the signature Founders beer at this point? Like, I remember making fun of it, because they were on the early edge of the session IPA kind of thing, and I just, I'm like, no, you make really, you make weird stuff, and you make the barrel-aged stuff, and don't give me this, I don't want this.
But it's a go-to now.
It's good.
It's fine. It's good.
Yeah, totally. So I'm adding this to my rotation. And if anybody has a CBS out there, I'd love to try it for the first time.
Anybody wants to send us some CBS, even KBS, we'll take more of that.
I'll just take what or I'll take more of Backwoods Bastard here. This is really good. So our beers for today, La Vida Gosa, big thumbs up from me.
Tiny Brewing from Charleston.
Totally worth looking up. Charlestown Fermentary. I like the name too. Obviously it's in Charleston, but I guess it was called Charlestown at one, or that's the origin of the name. And I like the breweries that do something a little bit different, because everybody's always brewery or brewing company or brewing or whatever,
fermentary.
And I just feel like it leaves the door open.
We can do anything.
We can ferment whatever.
Kombucha.
It's meads.
Soy sauce.
That. And then following up with, of course, Founders, and hopefully, I mean, a huge distribution area for Founders. So hopefully come next November, if you haven't picked up the Backwoods Bastard, you'll have a chance to get that. For more about us and Brew Drink Run, go to brewdrinkrun.com. Follow us on Twitter @BrewDrinkRun, on Instagram @BrewDrinkRun, or on Facebook @Facebook.com/BrewDrinkRun. Run. Plus, we're all on Untapped. Not really. I kind of stopped that. It's me not remembering I had CBS.
I still keep it.
You still do. And Keith does.
Keith changed his approach, though.
Yeah,
Keith doesn't raid anymore. Things.
Yeah, he just kind of remembers that he had it or shares that.
And that's
that
pretty much how I use it these days, too.
I think working at a brewery or knowing people who work at a brewery, it changes what you do.
I think that that's definitely a smart move on his. Mine is because I was lazy, and it's just easier to take a picture and post it, and I've got a memory that I took it, had it, but...
And for me, it is, I will leave a review if I absolutely freaking love it. And I only check in if I absolutely freaking love it. Yeah. Because I want to remember, this again. Yep. So there's that. But still, friend me. I need more friends. If you want to be part of the show, you can email us at team@brewdrinkrun.com. If you email us, these are the things you can tell us about. Your home brewing. Oh,
absolutely.
Boy, that'd be great. Your running training. Oh, take some pressure off.
Because we run.
Or sometimes. If there's a local beer, a local brewery, a local bar, something that you want to help promote where you live because you think it's great, let us know about that. But you know what's even better than emailing us is calling us, because then you don't have to hear me read it in a voice pretending to be you. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. So call us at 781-76-DRINK. Make that your New Year's resolution. 781-763-7465. Call us every week. We'll use it every time until people email us asking us to stop hearing your voice. We also have Brew Drink Run t-shirts and technical running shirts available at our website. Click on the store link. Our theme music is provided by Morning Lights. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you at the bar. Cheers.
Cheers.
Not bad.
Yeah, that was okay.
Should we do one for Keith?
Yeah, let's add a...
That's not as good. Mm.
I think I'm going to send an email in, though, to see if... Have you read what you think I sound like?
To have it read in your voice like...
I'm just joking. It's not quite that low. It's a little bit deeper. Or whatever. Words.